This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trueville Thursday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. They got a deal done. Contract finalized. Ryan Neuzel, Falcons center. We'll get to that, all the details of it, and some of the other news and notes out of OTAs, some other NFL stories as well. Falcons offensive conversation at 12:20 regarding Zach Robinson, and then the back page with Bo an hour from now. We'll talk a little Atlanta Braves in a couple minutes as well, as they have a doubleheader today. Yep. Just about an hour and 25 minutes from right now after yesterday got rained out.
Hey, man, and you know, we talk a lot about biting and just having fun with the animal stuff. Did you see that deer get that woman a damn three-piece?
No, I did not.
Boy.
Where was that at?
Andy, all I know is that, I'm just telling you, man, I saw it this morning, and I ain't never seen nobody. I done seen, like, we saw the clip of the kangaroo when he stood up and he was giving it.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen no deer.
The kangaroo looked like he'd been lifted.
Yeah. I ain't never seen no deer give no woman. He gave that woman, like.
And he was up on his hind legs
dude,
with his front.
He was giving her, or she deer, whatever, was giving her that work. And I'm assuming, because I had to read, I was like, making sure she was okay for it. Her ass was in the hospital because the deer, like I said, lumped her up. But I think she was met, like, you know, my friend, hi, fella. I won't hurt ya.
Yeah.
And that damn deer lumped her ass up, man. And it's just, it was unfortunate. But after I found out that the woman didn't die or nothing, I was rolling. Because if you watch that deer got hands, paws, hooves, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, plus probably had some family members, you know, get hunted.
And then really, you know? The reason it made it funny was because we were talking.
Time to get a little payback.
Remember we were talking about Bambi yesterday, the day before yesterday.
Right. That's right.
And that's exactly what it looked like.
That deer probably saw Bambi.
It probably got there, was looking at somebody's window, and then saw it and had some damn, had a flashback or something.
This one's for Bambi's mom.
Dude. When you in the next break, just watch it.
I'll try to find it right now. Where'd you find it at? On the internet?
This is a deer attacks woman because that deer, I'm talking about, if you want to talk about perfect stance, the deer was slipping jabs and everything. All right? It was slipping jabs, two fist combo, and it was.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So just
who was filming this?
That was the other thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's stomping her out.
Yeah,
now.
That was the other thing. Who's filming? Go help.
Go help.
Go help.
Deer's scare easy. Just go.
Ah!
Give him a ah!
Man, he wasn't. That deer wasn't scared. That deer had. Perfect technique and everything.
Like, the term literally is deer in the headlights, yeah. right? Like, it's when you look your most scared, yes. you're a deer in
yes.
the headlights.
Yeah.
Just go headlight that bad boy. Get him out of there.
Yeah.
So this deer had apparently, like, just given birth.
Ah.
And she came up on it to take photos.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And she obviously got too close and protecting
exactly.
its like literally brand new fawn went after.
Yeah.
No. Hey, fella. Hi.
Yeah, we got just
say, honey, look at him.
Leave the nature alone.
They make zoom
look at him,
on your
let
camera
me,
for a reason.
Let me go get a closer picture, honey.
Especially when nature has babies.
Hey, yeah. hey, baby.
One thing nature's going to do is protect
his
babies.
Baby, don't take your ass over there now. Stop playing. Stop. Baby. Yeah. That's ass
it is wild somebody had the wherewithal to be like, hey, that lady's getting stomped out by this deer.
Yeah.
Let me video it.
she got her ass lumped up.
That
man.
Really is people's reaction in life now is way yes. more quick to get my phone out and hit record than it is to actually help.
Yeah, man. I was like, God almighty, boy, I tell you.
Lesson learned the hard way.
Yeah, leave
them
alone.
Yeah, leave them alone.
It's not bothering you.
The deer's just out there in the woods giving birth, trying to protect it. It already had to give birth in the woods. This is not like a fun thing to do.
Oh,
have you ever seen a deer? The deer just kind of plops out.
Yeah, man.
And then it walks.
Yeah, like that pops up, man.
Think about our kids. Our kids are lucky. We're lucky if our kids walk in a year.
Right.
Deer gets born, wipes off that whatever it is, placenta, something gross, and then stands up and walks around.
Yeah.
Good for deer.
Yeah, man. But
we had that one coming.
Watch yourself. That seemed like that was something coming from some other stuff.
For everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all the people. I had venison jerky on Monday. That was for me. I bought a pack of venison jerky from Bass Pro Shops on Monday.
And they were looking
that
for
deer
you.
Saw it and
so
was
you
like.
They got, what they call them salt licks or lick salts or whatever you call.
Uh-huh.
They can smell in your pores, bunk.
Yeah, that's exactly
you
right.
You better not go to their backyard.
No, there's one thing about me. I know how to respect nature. I'm a respecter of nature. Now, I love it. I like to get out there in it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to respect it and keep a safe distance.
Yeah, just be careful,
When possible.
Yeah, don't go out in swamps. And be like, because it says you can raft in it, don't mean you should. All right? If you can see alligators.
I went on one and one only alligator boat, whatever. We went on one of those pond, what are they called? Like the floating with the big fan things?
Airboat.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. We went on an airboat tour in Florida.
I did one time.
And time and one time only. Because the guy that did a great job, saw some alligators, it was fine. But the guy was like, yeah, I don't even let my kids go out on the dock around here.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't?
Yeah.
You're the guy? Yes. He's like, yeah, these alligators aren't messing around.
Yeah.
Like, you put your toes in the water. Like, yeah. I was like, all right, well, we're never coming back to do this
That's
ever again.
Saying.
That was it was cool to see them, I guess.
Oh, you know. My. But it was, look at that
one. Have you played
golf
in Florida?
Huh?
Have you played golf in Florida?
I've seen plenty of golf. Yeah. I've seen
all
plenty of gators.
Place.
I've seen
all
plenty of gators out there playing golf. And you know what I do? I don't play no more golf.
Yeah.
Let's go the opposite way.
I tell you what I'm not going to do.
I don't give a damn. I'm getting that cart. I'm going back to the clubhouse.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing I see when I see lightning. All right, round's over.
Yeah.
We're out of here.
Yeah, man.
We're going to chance this thing. I love playing golf, but I'm not going to die for it. You know what I mean?
Running zigzags. Okay.
All right. So the Braves have a doubleheader today. Game one, first pitch, 105. Batting leadoff for the Atlanta Braves is Ozzie Albies.
Yes.
Ozzie Albies batting leadoff for the Braves in game one. And we know why. Because the Braves are worried that the Phillies are going to hit Ronald Acuña.
Okay. Can I say what I was going to say back earlier in the show?
Please do.
What in the hell is going on with people being stuck on stupid? When did Bryce Harper get hit?
Tuesday,
No,
right?
I'm saying what inning?
Oh, I don't know.
Wasn't it early?
Third inning, something like that.
How many times did
Ronald Acuña? Was it first inning?
How many more times did Ronald Acuña go up yesterday?
He batted a few times in that game.
Did anybody throw at him?
Mm-mm.
So why the hell would they take 2 days off and throw at him?
I don't think they would.
Okay, thank you.
Can I play the devil's advocate?
Hold on,
please don't. Please play devil.
No, don't, please.
That's a weird phrase, by the way.
Yeah, don't.
Advocating for the devil.
No. He's sitting out the day because they didn't want to play him both back-to-back.
Yeah, he wasn't going to play back-to-back.
He was not going to play doubleheader and back-to-back.
No, he wasn't going
to
play two games in one day.
They had to advocate about that.
He wasn't going
to.
He wasn't going to play both games.
No, no, I meant why he didn't get thrown at in game. They would argue that in the first game of the series, taking that game, and it was still competitive, maybe played larger role. If it had gotten to be a 7-0 score and he comes up.
Now, look, I will say this. Like, it wouldn't be unprecedented for a baseball player to wait and then hit someone. Like, people have waited. No, I don't think that's what's happening either. I'm just saying, like, time isn't always the thing that we think it is. Like, guys have waited off seasons to hit people.
I understand
like, baseball players will wait and serve their revenge dish cold a couple of years later. I just don't think that's what this is. Spencer Strider accidentally hit Bryce Harper.
It's completely different.
Nothing
when
happened
was
in the
getting
game.
Hit by the damn Marlins.
Yeah, the dude was hitting him repeatedly and on
they
purpose.
They were doing that.
Yeah, and in other situations where guys have been hit, Ronald Acuna or other players, Austin Riley used to get hit quite a bit.
Yeah.
There would sometimes be retaliation. There would sometimes not be retaliation. But the baseline tends to be, if they think that it was intentional, I don't think anyone thinks that it was intentional.
No.
Spencer Strider said, I think, the perfect thing after the game on Tuesday. And here we are. I just think it's because you don't want Ronald Acuna to play both halves of both sides of a doubleheader.
That's exactly what it is.
Now look, if they hit him in the second game tonight, like
what's going to happen?
Then I'll be wrong. But yeah, the Braves aren't going to do anything about
it. That's
the thing about all of this is like, you know, do people want it to happen just so they can reinforce the argument that they have or the belief that they have that the Braves won't do anything? Well, why do you need to see
why
it?
You already know nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, like time has proven that they're not going to do that. Like if someone gets hit, I don't know what it would take for the Braves to get into a scuffle with another team. The last time that it happened, Josh Donaldson got hit or was pitched closely and went after Musgrove when he was pitching for the Pirates.
That's it.
If I remember correctly.
Yes.
Maybe there's another one that I'm missing, but I don't think so.
If he goes after them, then they'll come out there because that's just what they do. But yeah, somebody hits. Nobody going to do nothing.
No, I don't think so, but I also don't think they're going to hit him. I just think he's not playing because he's just fresh off of an injury, and they don't want to play him 19 or 18 innings in one day. Hopefully they're able to win game one or be competitive in game one with their lineup. Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, Marcelo Zuna, Matt Olson, Sean Murphy, no problem with any of that. But then it goes Eli White, Stuart Fairchild, Michael Harris, and Luke Williams. So that's a pretty tough bottom four. A.J. Smith-Shawver is probably going to have to be really good today.
Yes.
The pitcher that they have on the mound today, also incredibly good. The Phillies, that is. So, a tough sled, man. The Phillies are better than the Braves are right now.
Yeah.
There's no sugarcoating that.
There's no remedy.
Yeah, and this lineup isn't – I mean, this is not your best lineup either. So, I don't know. Hopefully you can sneak the first one and win the second one with your choice lineup, but they're already not particularly good, and this is even worse
the choice lineup
than normal.
Yeah, the choice lineup isn't particularly good.
That's right.
And now you're going with the unchosen lineup, but strange things happen.
Yeah, look, it's a baseball game. They can win it, of course.
Who pitched for them?
Oh, God. Yeah. I knew you were going to ask me that.
It was like yesterday. It was like yesterday's rundown.
I had his name right in front of me.
Wheeler and Sale are going tonight, right?
I thought I scratched the itch by saying the guy's good.
Christopher Sanchez. Enough.
Christopher Sanchez. Yeah. Yes. Christopher Sanchez. Yeah. Very, very good pitcher. Okay. Should be a good matchup between him and AJ.
And Wheeler and Sale are going tonight.
Wheeler and Sale tonight.
Wheeler's not
also
hit.
A really
Wheeler,
good
Wheeler's
matchup.
Not going to hit, ironically.
You think so?
No.
Local Atlanta kid wouldn't do that to
would
his
not
favorite team growing
that.
Up.
Would not do that.
All right, here's a couple of Braves-related questions, just sort of taking stock on where the season is since they didn't play yesterday. This is an interesting one.
Yeah.
If you had to name the hitter that you're most disappointed by so far this season, who would it be?
Michael.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it's definitely him because he is uber talented. And it's but I think, and maybe it's just me, whenever I'm like that with Michael, he comes through with the RBI because he is leading the team in RBIs. But, yeah, he has to be better. Now, I'm not one of the people where he needs to be higher in the lineup. He has more success at one place.
Well, there's also no reason to put him higher in the lineup right now. He's batting like
190. I'm talking about even before all this, when the last couple of years, he needs to be a bit more batting. And I'm like, if that's where he's comfortable, if you're so successful at one place, one less at bat. And I understand that one at bat, that one extra at bat can do a lot more things.
Well, and it totals up.
I understand that part about it. But if he's comfortable in a certain place and plays his best in a certain place,
and if,
I just leave him.
Well, look, if the drop-off is this stark, like I don't believe that it's because he's not batting ninth that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put him ninth and he started hitting like he did last year in the second half, I know he did a lot of that not batting ninth last year also.
That's true.
That was kind of 2 years ago when he did that and flipped the lineup over for Ronald. But like if you moved him to ninth and he started hitting the way that he was at the end of last season, the second half of last year, then sure, then go ahead and do it,
not,
you know?
But that's not the case.
I wish it was that simple.
It is not that simple, but I got to come up with something because I don't understand why he's not.
Well, yeah,
we talked a lot about it yesterday as far as pressing and all those different things. we've seen him do it. That's my only thing about it. We've seen him play better and hit better than this and everything. Like, his glove ain't going no damn way. We understand that.
I think he's had his best defensive season.
Yeah, he's all world.
So far that we've seen, which is the other thing that, you know, because I, you know, with guys like, and especially guys that you really like, and Michael Harris is obviously a guy that you really like, homegrown and from here and all that, and you try to come up with, you give a little extra, like, well, maybe this is why, or maybe that's why.
Right.
You're willing to come up with extra excuses because you want it to be, you know, more reason than he's just playing bad. I think at times when he's been in slumps or when he's struggled, it's been injury related. Like he's had, whether it's the hamstring last year or the back a couple years ago or whatever, if he's playing outfield the way that he's playing outfield,
he ain't hurt.
Doesn't look hurt. He looks like he's as healthy and as fluid as he's ever been out there in center field. So that doesn't really, that doesn't pass the smell test for why he's batting the way that he's batting. I don't know what it is. You know, obviously he's as frustrated as anybody is about it, and hopefully he can figure it out. I mean, he's going to be in the lineup. You're not going to not have him in the lineup because of what he gives you defensively and what you've seen him give you offensively. That's my thing just with a lot of these guys, though, is like, and Grant said it yesterday, and I've heard him say it a couple of times, that we kind of just have to treat 2023 as an outlier.
Yes.
But why, though? Because these guys did it.
Because how many of them did it before then?
Some of them did.
Like who?
Like Austin Riley had years that were as good as that before. Now, Matt Olson never hit 56 home runs in any other year.
But I think I understand all that.
But I understand everything about that.
But like that Matt Olson season, like it was, you remember, because he was hitting all them damn doubles and then obviously with the power was there. But that was such an elevator of what this team was, in my opinion.
For sure. But like everybody was doing that. What I don't understand
is the ball's juiced.
Did
they have a torpedo bat before the torpedo bat? What happened?
When we talk about outliers, we talk about like the Hawks run to the Eastern Conference. I understand how they fell off from that.
I agree.
We talk about the 2016 Falcons offense. I understand how they fell off from that.
I agree.
These are the same guys with the same coaches and the same lineup and the same ballpark.
They fired the coach last year.
Yeah. But like the outlier fall off doesn't make any sense to me, is all I'm saying. Is like all the other ones I can come up with an explanation of like, well, yeah, here's why that happened and why this happened. Like, this one doesn't make sense.
I don't want to say it doesn't make sense. Sometimes baseball is baseball. I don't want to say these guys aren't as good as they are, but we've seen over years players struggle. Great players don't. Good players struggle sometimes. They're just good players.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Neither do they.
Yeah, great players always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bring it, don't they?
Huh?
Great players bring it, no matter what this year is. You look at the great players around the league.
Yeah.
But good players sometimes.
I know, but like, but good players normally, even good players normally don't do that for like a year.
But that's why you got to hang on to that. It's a long season, bull crap.
That's true. No, it's true. And hopefully, whatever, they can break out of it. But it's definitely been frustrating thus far. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little NFL. Ryan Neusel got a new contract with the Falcons, which is good. We were wondering when that was going to happen. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.